This is Brother Hansen from Truth Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study in the book of Isaiah. We are at the 45th chapter, and we left off about verse 19. If you'd like to read along, we're going to continue our study. This is a great book, and it is very much insightful. And let's begin. Let's begin with verse 18. For thus says the Lord who created the heavens, he is the God who formed the earth and made it. He established it and did not create it a waste place, but formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, there is none else. There are no other gods. Now, man can come up with every excuse in the book, but there are no other gods. There were no gods being formed after or before or during. There is no other God. God doesn't even know another God. And that's pretty clear. You know, a man can, as we've read, can buy a piece of wood, burn half of it to keep warm, the other half, he forms it into a god. And he prays to it, calls it God, and all of these things, worships it, but it's not God. I have not spoken in secret in some dark land. I did not say to the offspring of Jacob, seek me in a waste place. The Lord speak righteousness. The Lord speak righteousness, declaring things that are upright. Gather yourselves and come. Draw near together, you fugitives of the nations. They have no knowledge, who carry about their wooden idol and pray to a God who cannot save. Declare and set forth your case. Indeed, let them consult together. Who has announced this from old? Who has long since declared it? Is it not I, the Lord? And there is no other God besides me. That makes it very, very clear. There's no God. I don't care if his name's Allah. He's not a God. He's not equal with God. He's not even beginning to be a God. There is no God that exists. God says, there is no other God, Yahweh, besides me, Yahweh Shua, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever, self-existent one, not a created being, Jesus, always there, he is God. And if you don't realize that, you will get everything wrong in your complete religion or whatever your theology will never be right. If you don't get that one thing correct, that Jesus Christ is God and he is your Savior, the only one that saves, no one else, no other religion, nothing else. If you don't get that right, you'll never be right about anything. Did you get that? If you get, it doesn't matter if your church has a gigantic rod going up into the sky or a steeple. If they don't have a cross on their church and they don't believe that Christ is God, that he's a created being or he's an angel or something of that sort, Run from that church as fast as you can and never go back. Don't answer any questions from them. If they come to your house, lock the door. Because if they don't have at least a cross at their church, some kind of cross, and if they don't believe in the cross, the shed blood of Christ, that it washes away sin, and the only basis for our righteousness is the cross and the blood, and if they don't believe Jesus Christ is God, if they believe he's a created being, it's a cult. Simple as that. It is a cult. If Jesus Christ is not Yahweh, Yahushua, the Old Testament, if he's not the Yahweh of the Old Testament, run. Don't walk. Run away from that church. And if they continue to hound you, lock your door, because they will continue. You know, they don't like to lose their tithing, so they will hound you to death. Run, don't walk, away from these churches. And if a church doesn't have Jesus as the first and foremost person at their body of believers, if they don't preach Christ, they don't mention Christ, if they just mention lovey, 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 lovey-dovey and good, good this and good, good that, run from that church. Don't walk. Did you hear me? The churches, the body, so-called churches, if they're not preaching Christ and the blood and the Holy Ghost as the only righteousness in you, it's he in you that wills to do of his good pleasure, it's not yourself, you'll never be good. You'll never love. You never will without the Holy Ghost. Did you hear me? You might try. You might try to look like it, but you're not. Run away from these cults. Because if they don't preach Christ as God, as and his blood as redemption, the only redemption, run away. Get out. They will take you to hell with them. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Run away from these that do not preach Christ and his blood and his righteousness. A righteous God and a Savior, there is none except me. Did you get that? I want that to sink down into your ears like nothing else. If a church is preaching the good deeds that they do, run away from that church. But if they're preaching what Christ has done on the cross, and if they're preaching that it is finished with him only in his blood, and he is the only basis for your righteousness, he's the only basis for your salvation, stay. Stay with him. But if they're preaching any other Christ, any other God, and any other good deeds, I don't care if they're preaching love. I don't care if they're preaching doing good or burning their body to be righteous. It does not matter. You read 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and you'll find out. You can give your body to be burned for, and still go straight to hell, because it's only Christ that can save you. A righteous God and a Savior, there is none except me. Turn to me and be saved, all the ends of the earth. All the ends of the earth, turn to me and be saved. That's the only one that's going to do you any good, folks. For I am God and there's no other. You know, this entire book of Isaiah hounds this over and over and over and over again. I'm God and there's no other. So throw out your Book of Mormon. Throw out all of these cults because they will take you to hell with them. You know, you don't have to go to a Christian church to be saved. You have to go to a Christ to be saved. You have to go to a Christ, a God named Jesus Christ and His blood to be saved. And you know what? You can go through all of these good deeds. You can do these, all these good things that people think, well, he's a good person, and go straight to hell. Did you know that? It's not yourself that saves you. It's Christ's blood, and you have to believe it. You can't just unconsciously believe that there is a Jesus and he's a created being or the spirit brother of Lucifer, or he's some angel that God created to do some work. No, he's the one that created it all. He is the visual God, the God that can be seen, the only God that is visible, the visible Christ of the invisible God. He is the visible image of the invisible God. Did you get that? You can't believe any other thing. I mean, you know, you say, oh, Brother Hansen, how can Christ be God and God be God? And, you know, I'm so confused. And you know what? If I could explain the triunity, I'd be God. I'm not going to try to explain it. All I know is it's true that Christ is the physical person of the triunity. He is God. There's only one God, and He's it, folks. And I and the Father are one, He said. And you may think, oh, I'm so confused at God. Well, why did Jesus pray to Himself? You know, and there's 100 different things that you can, that they will fire at you to try to get you confused about the Christianity, the true Christianity of believing in Christ. Well, the God of the Bible, Yahweh, could not die. It's impossible. Did you hear that? He had to be, he was always existent, God, Jesus Christ. He was eternal. He is the eternal one. But when he became flesh and dwelt among us, then he could die on his own, forfeit his own life for you and for me. I am God, there is no other. I have sworn by myself, the word has gone forth from my mouth in righteousness, and will not turn back, that to me every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. They will say of me, only in the Lord are righteousness and strength. That's the only place you can gain righteousness. That's the only place that you can gain goodness, and mercy will follow you all the days of your life, and you'll dwell in the house of the Lord. That's the only place you're going to find righteousness and goodness. I don't care. You know, you can go to a group or and they may call it a church or something, and they may teach you to love and you to be a good person and be a this and that. It will not save you at all. Only the blood of Jesus Christ will save you. Don't think any other thing. Good people go to hell every day. Good people are not saved. Only believers in the blood of Jesus Christ and in only believers in Christ have salvation. Only the Lord are righteousness and strength. Men will come to him and all who were angry at him will be put to shame. In the Lord, all the offspring of Israel will be justified and will glory. They will be justified and will glory, but only in the Lord, in Christ. That is our message for the day. Receive him now. We'll take up this 46th chapter tomorrow. Receive him now. Say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I believe in you. I believe you're my Savior, my Lord, my God right now. I accept you. I accept Jesus Christ as Lord, the Savior. I am covered over with his blood. I believe in the cross. And I am born again in Jesus' name. Amen. That's our time for today, folks. Go to our website, krciradio.com. krciradio.com. Shoot us an email, kevin@krciradio.com. Write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, as Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved to God.